Welcome to this presentation, introducing SQL Server 2012 Integration Services Improvements. My name is Peter Myers, I'm a SQL Server MVP and a mentor with SolidQ. So in this presentation, we'll introduce what the new improvements and features are with SQL Server Integration Services 2012. We'll also discuss what migration potential you have with existing integration services investments. We'll also discuss developer opportunities. So this being the fourth release of integration services, the first being in 2005, and with this release we include many new improvements and features around the usability for new developers, improved productivity for developers, improved deployment, configuration and management, and other miscellaneous improvements. So when we talk about SQL Server and its enterprise information management, collectively we're talking about three services that deliver this capability. So in this module, we're focusing on integration services, just one of the three enterprise information management services. And integration services is primarily designed to implement ETL processes. It provides a robust, flexible, fast, scalable, and extensible architecture. So with reference to enterprise information management, we're referring to complete, current, consistent, and clean data. And it's integration services that predominantly provides the complete and current capabilities. In later presentations, we'll explore master data services and the new one, data quality services. So improved usability and new improvements and features for new developers. What you'll find is that when you create a project in SQL Server Data Tools, there's a getting started window that includes links to samples and videos to help you become productive more quickly. The new SIS toolbox exposes descriptions and links to selected items that you see in the toolbox and allows categorization, including favorites. There's a Dataflow connection assistance to assist and facilitate the configurations of sources and destinations in the Dataflow. This is a great one. Developers have been asking for this for some time, and that's the ability to undo and redo. Very similar to what you have in Office with a Control-Z, Control-Y, that capability is now fully supported in the package designer. The Dataflow script component supports debugging now inside SQL Server Data Tools. The designer has been updated in its look and feel, so it's much more slick, a nice new set of icons that describe all of the components. Different colors, too, to describe the paths in the Dataflow. There's also the ability to zoom and with high vitality see the design of your package at different zoom levels. So that's the updated look and feel. The new VSTA scripting environment now has support for .NET 4. There's autosave and recovery. There's improved performance when opening packages, so this will speed up your productivity when opening a product or a package. The ability to define connection managers at project level. So we'll talk about the new project deployment model. In this model, we can define package connection models, we can define project connection managers, and then these are available automatically to all packages in the project. Icon markers are then used to indicate when expressions are used in tasks. So you'll see in the top left corner of the task the FX symbol that denotes that there are dynamic assignments to some of the properties. Improvements also to the variable window. So when variables are created, they will automatically be created at package scope, not the scope of the selected item in the designer. There's a button that also allows changing variable scope. There's a new Dataflow column mapper that facilitates the mapping of the columns, particularly when you're editing a Dataflow and you're disrupting the design of it by changing something within the Dataflow. It's a more convenient way of then fixing any mappings that have broken. Automatic column mapping when name and data type matches is also supported. Simplified data viewers. So this supports viewing the data when executing a package in SQL Server Data Tools. So this is simplified in the sense that there is now only the grid. So right-click a path, add data viewer, and that data viewer is then configured. There's also simplified package format. So this makes it easier to diff your changes. There's enhanced data flow components. So the pivot transform user interface and the row count transform user interface now actually has a user interface. It's not the advanced editor. New control flow tasks, so the CDC control task facilitates working with change data capture, as does the new data flow components with CDC source and CDC splitter. The expression task allows assigning an expression to a variable in the midst of the control flow. And then also in the new data flow components, we have ODBC source and destination, and the DQS cleansing transform to integrate cleansing via a knowledge base from data quality services. Much more for that in a later presentation. For improved deployment, configuration, and management, there is the Integration Services Catalog. Now, essentially, this is a user database that is named SysDB that is hosted on a SQL relational instance, and it contains a collection of views and stored procedures that provide a T-SQL API. So a new project model for bundling project resources together is available in what's known as the project deployment model. When you create an integration services package that uses this mode, the build produces an IS pack file. Now, you can deploy this direct from SQL Server Data Tools to the Integration Services Catalog, or you can hand off this IS pack file to a DBA who can then go ahead and install your project. In addition, new parameter model is provided to simplify configuration management. So these are similar to parameters in programming functions. Essentially, they are read-only variables. They can be defined at project scope, in which case all packages have those parameters. They can also be defined at package level. In addition, we can configure these parameters to be sensitive so that they ensure that their values are encrypted and that they're required, forcing that values are passed into these parameters at package execution time. Now, available in the Integration Services Catalog are connection manager properties that are automatically exposed. We can also create and manage environments that are a collection of environment variables, not to be confused with environment variables that are defined at the operating system level. But as an example, an environment could be your production and test, and each have the same variables by name but different values assigned, potentially different connection strings, configurations, and so on. So at execution time, a package that is in the same folder can then apply an environment and it can bind the environment variables to different parts of the package. There's automatic capture of package execution logs. This is on by default. So any package that is executed in the Integration Services Catalog will log basic logging information. Now, this is governed by a server-wide logging level that is by default set to basic. So you can override this, or at individual package execution, you can change it to none or to an other logging level. Data tap functionality, which is also new, is used to dynamically capture data as it flows through the data flow. Without any need to modify the package, you can execute the package and have the output of a path in the data flow sent to a file. Finally, the server can be managed using PowerShell. Now, built-in reports are another new capability that allows you to gain visibility over your environment within the Integration Services Catalog. So there's the Integration Services Dashboard that allows you to view all packages that have run on the server in the past 24 hours. There are performance reports that allow you to view a package's performance over time, and error message reports. Now, there's also the built-in ability to implement custom reports based off the views inside the Integration Services Catalog. The great thing about these reports is that they include many drill-through experiences, so you can just click and navigate through the reports to discover the information of interest to you. Other miscellaneous improvements, so there are annotations that auto-grow, they wrap when you press enter and are persisted as clear text. Expression improvements, so the 4,000 character limit has been removed. New functions have been added to the expression language, including replace null, left, token, and token count. So it's possible now, as we see in the third bullet point, that flat files will support embedded qualifiers and a variable number of columns per row. What this means is that a particular value in a column could be actually delimited by some comma or some other such delimiter. And the token would allow you to extract a particular item from that delimited string. Raw files that are produced in the data flow using a raw file destination now include sort information as part of their metadata, improved error messages for the execute SQL task, and the option to allow automatic type conversion in the execute SQL task also. From a point of view of migration, so projects that have been developed in SQL Server 2005, 2008, and 2008 R2 can be converted to become the project deployment model, which, as we've already discussed, produces the output of an IS pack file, which then can be deployed to the new Integration Services Catalog. So projects are converted by using the Integration Services Project Conversion Wizard, which is launched either from SSDT or from SQL Server Management Studio. The wizard can update execute package tasks and replace package configurations with the new parameters. So be aware that migration of data transformation services solutions is not supported. and all DTS components had been removed from the SQL Server 2012 release. The DTS migration wizard is gone, the execute DTS packages task has been removed, and DTS support generally in Management Studio has been removed. In addition, the ActiveX script task has been removed. So we include a demonstration that is in a separate recording that will show you how to develop and monitor a SQL Server 2012 Integration Services solution. This is a great demonstration to see how a legacy project developed in SQL Server 2008 R2 can be converted to become a project model, and how the new configuration with package parameters can be used effectively. We then go ahead and deploy that project to the Integration Services catalog, and we have the opportunity to execute and explore the environment through the built-in reports. So for developer opportunities, what do we have here in Integration Services 2012? Well, you can manage the Integration Services catalog by using the public T-SQL API, or there is also a .NET interface. So this opens up the opportunities to develop management tools and solutions, develop custom monitoring and dashboard reports and build them into the Management Studio, embed functionality into solutions, for example, package execution can be launched from an application, and automate project deployment as part of an installer package. Consistent with the previous releases of Integration Services, you can develop dynamic packages or Integration Services extensions by using the object model. This could include custom tasks, custom data flow components consisting of transformations, data sources or destinations, data source connectors, and for each enumerators. So in summary, we see for this fourth release of Integration Services, there have been many, many improvements around the developer experience to enhance usability and productivity. Improvements for deployment, configuration and management with the Integration Services catalog, and numerous other miscellaneous enhancements, many asked for by customers and now delivered in this upcoming release with SQL Server 2012. In addition, there is straightforward and optional conversion from Integration Services 2005, 2008, and 2008 R2. We'll leave you with some resources, and I think a great resource, particularly for becoming productive quickly with Integration Services in 2012, is the new Getting Started window that provides you links to videos and resources. In addition, TechEd recordings for 2011 provide an introduction to what's new in SQL Server. It was formerly known as codename Denali, but officially now known as SQL Server 2012. We have the Integration Services team blog, and of course books online for Integration Services and SQL Server. There is a hands-on lab that you could help yourself to that explores many of the new features of Integration Services, and that should be a resource accessible from where you've located this video. Thank you very much for watching this presentation.